Charles Schwab will let 36 million clients trade spot Bitcoin and Ether this quarter. Charles Schwab confirmed on April 3rd that its spot cryptocurrency trading service remains on track for an H1 2026 launch, starting with Bitcoin and Ether. The offering will run through Charles Schwab Premier Bank, SSB, and a waitlist for Schwab crypto accounts is already open. Schwab reported $11.9 trillion in client assets at the end of 2025. That is not a hedge fund allocation or an institutional custody play. It is a retail brokerage where 36 million active accounts hold IRAs, 401k rollovers, and taxable stock portfolios. Those clients will soon be able to buy BTC and ETH in the same interface where they trade Apple and Treasury bonds. The brokerage arms race for crypto Schwab is not alone. Morgan Stanley plans to offer crypto trading through its E-Trade platform in the same window, initially covering Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana, through a partnership with ZeroHash for liquidity, custody, and settlement. Morgan Stanley is also building its own custody wallet. The two firms combined manage more than $18 trillion in client assets. For context, the entire crypto market cap as of April 4, 2026, sits around $2.3 trillion. The question is not whether these clients will buy crypto. It is how much of their existing portfolio allocation shifts. Robinhood and Coinbase already serve millions of crypto traders, but their user base skews younger and more crypto native. Schwab and Morgan Stanley reach a different demographic, older, wealthier, and accustomed to buying assets inside a single brokerage account. The friction of opening a separate Coinbase or Kraken account has kept many of them on the sidelines. That friction disappears when Buy Bitcoin sits next to Buy AAPL in the same order ticket. What Schwab is actually launching. The initial rollout is narrow by design. BTC and ETH only, no altcoins. Trading goes through the bank's subsidiary, not the broker-dealer, which sidesteps some of the regulatory ambiguity around whether crypto is a security. Schwab already offers crypto-linked ETFs, Bitcoin futures, and its Schwab Crypto Thematic Index, STCE ETF, so the infrastructure and compliance layers exist. CEO Rick Wurster flagged this direction in July 2025, saying Schwab would introduce crypto trading in the near future amid soaring client interest. The firm had been watching Fidelity, which launched Fidelity Crypto in 2022 and has since expanded to cover BTC and ETH for retail brokerage clients. Schwab's entry is late by crypto standards, but early by legacy brokerage standards, where most firms still limit clients to ETF exposure. State availability is worth watching. Early reports suggest New York and Louisiana may be excluded from the initial rollout, which follows a familiar pattern. New York's BitLicense and Louisiana's restrictive crypto framework have created friction for every platform that launches spot trading in the U.S. What this means for crypto distribution, the shift here is distribution, not technology. Schwab is not building a blockchain product. It is adding two tickers to an existing order management system that already handles equities, options, futures, and fixed income. The execution layer is where firms like ZeroHash, Morgan Stanley's partner, and unnamed liquidity providers, Schwab's, do the heavy lifting. But distribution is what moves markets. When Fidelity opened crypto accounts, it pulled billions in BTC volume away from crypto-native exchanges within the first year. Schwab's client base is roughly three times the size of Fidelity's retail crypto user pool. If even 5% of Schwab accounts allocate 1% of their portfolio to crypto, that represents roughly $6 billion in new demand. The competitive pressure also flows downstream. Kraken, Gemini, and other exchanges that have built their business on being the gateway for first-time buyers now face a world where first-time buyers never need to leave their brokerage. Coinbase acknowledged this dynamic in its Q4 2025 earnings call, noting that brokerage integration represents both a distribution threat and a potential partnership opportunity. Fear and greed at 29. The timing is notable. BTC trades at 67.25 as of April 4, 2026, essentially flat over 24 hours, 0.06%. ETH sits at 2054, 0.54%. The fear and greed index reads 29, firmly in fear territory. Schwab is launching into a market where retail sentiment is low and prices have spent 5 consecutive months below all-time highs. That is either terrible timing or exactly the kind of environment where a new wave of buy-and-hold capital enters at lower prices. Schwab's clients tend to be long-term investors, not day traders. A fear index of 29 might look like a buying opportunity to someone who held through 2008 and 2020.